From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A cinematic battle is brewing between a tribe of 9-foot-tall blue-skinned creatures.
Naughty.
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 And a girl who tumbles down a rabbit hole.
Alice.
Avatar and Alice in Wonderland will soon be competing for space on 3D screens in movie theaters. Alice, directed by Tim Burton, will be released on March 5th. Trouble is, Avatar is still doing great at the box office. It's the highest grossing film in history. And if you're a theater owner, you may not want to give up on that proven cash cow. John Foreman is confronting that dilemma. He's president of Cleveland Cinemas, which has 9 theaters with 75 screens, mostly around Cleveland. And Mr. Foreman, how many 3D screens do you have?
We have 5 3D screens, but that's between all the different theater locations. And as your introduction just suggested, we'd like to have more in the near future to be able to handle the current popularity of seeing films in this 3D format.
So when you're thinking about this collision at the movie theater there, which movie you will keep on those 3D screens, how do you make that decision?
Well, in our case, we had made a prior commitment to the Alice in Wonderland, as many people have as well. So we will unfortunately have to give up a very successful engagement of Avatar in favor of Alice.
Would you have thought going in that you would have this calendar problem of a movie like Avatar doing so great in 3D that you'd be bumping up against Alice in Wonderland also in 3D and having to choose?
I don't think anyone thought, and it's a wonderful problem to have, but it really does call attention to what's going on in the exhibition and distribution business of motion pictures throughout the United States currently.
What's involved in converting to 3D? How much of an investment is that?
It's a significant investment to convert a traditional 35-millimeter auditorium that shows films using celluloid. It's about a $100,000 investment, and that's give or take depending on the kind of equipment you use and the whistles and bells, but it's less if you're just converting to 2D digital.
So $100,000 to make the conversion. How does that break down?
Well, there's the cost of a server, a digital projector, a silver screen, and the whatever apparatus you're using to create the 3D effect. There are different manufacturers who have different 3D systems.
When you think about investing in this, how have you decided which theaters get it and which ones don't?
Well, it's really more a matter of how soon a theater is going to get it as opposed to who's going to get it and who will not. And there probably are no less than 20 films coming out the remainder of 2010 in a 3D format. And the conflict you just referred to, if a film is popular, you need to have more than one 3D screen available. So it's here and it's happening, and it's happening very quickly.
Do you wonder, though, Mr. Foreman, if moviegoers are going to get tired of this, just don't want to pay higher prices, don't want to put on the glasses, and this wave will crest?
In a word, yes, I do wonder. I think that, you know, the Cinerama experience of years ago was unique, and it disappeared, and this is something that's new and different and very popular right now. I don't know how long it'll last, and do you want to go see A Single Man in 3D? Probably not, but I think that for right now, it's going to remain popular, and I hope that right now is a good 5 to 10 years, because that's how long it's going to take to get your return on your investment or pay down your debt on what it's going to cost to convert your theater.
John Foreman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Foreman is president of Cleveland Cinemas.